the only one here who knows illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys from the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Oh, hello there. And welcome to Shoddy Radio. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you are prepared to laugh and learn. Because on this episode, bat expert Dr. Warren Chan comes on to discuss the possibility of a giant man bat with Chris. Also, Crud makes a surprise appearance as well, to talk with Dr. Chan about Bigfoot and UFOs. All of that plus this awesome saxophone solo starting right now. Enjoy the show.
Chris, I have a surprise for you.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. We had a listener send me this idea. She basically saw a bat expert.
Like Louisville Sluggers?
No.
Because I can tell you guys a lot about bats. See, a lot of people are getting away from maple. That's one thing I know. You want a harder wood, something that's not gonna split real easy.
Right.
Basically, cancel the guest. You could just pick my brain.
No, well, Chris, for any new listeners, Chris has always claimed that he saw a man bat at some point in his life.
Now, hold on. I never claimed that I saw a man bat. I said I saw something that might have been, among many things, a man bat. If that exists, I don't know.
It sounds like you're backtracking a little bit.
Yeah.
You were a little stronger in your convictions.
You have
before.
Definitely at times said, like,
you took Man Bat and ran with it. I agree. Man Bat is probably the most likely explanation for what it was. But I'm not going to come right out and say, I saw a Man Bat.
Okay. Well, Chris saw something giant and leathery that he couldn't explain one time in Northern California. But someone suggested that we try to get we had talked about trying to bring an animal expert on to talk to him about it. And then a listener reached out to me and said that she at her college had seen a bat expert give a talk and that he might be willing to come on. So she even got me the guy's email. Well, I emailed him and he declined to come on. But that just made me start looking out for more bat experts. So I emailed another guy who also declined to come on. But I finally got...
Did anyone come on? Can we cut to the chase?
I finally got someone who said that they'd be willing to come on the show and talk about it.
Now, think about it, though. If you're a bat expert, it's not like Conan wants you on. You know what I mean? Like, why are you turning things down? This is probably the only time in your life you're going to be asked to be on something where you could talk about your expertise.
My theory is that they maybe pushed play on any one of our podcasts and then decided not to come on. But I sent all of them the interview that we did with Dr. Zach Moore.
Or maybe they all have something to hide.
Good point, Chris.
Maybe the government doesn't want them talking about the man bat.
So anyway, I got a guy, I think his name was Dr. Warren Chan, to come on. But I'm actually going to – we can just call him right now if you're ready to do this, Chris.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Ben, I'm going to have to hang up on you to call him.
Okay.
Are you there, man?
Yeah.
All right. You nervous, Chris?
Why would I be nervous?
Well, you might have to eat some crow or some bat.
I don't have to eat anything.
This guy's screening.
Oh, no. Maybe it's because Skype showed up.
Hi, this is Dr. Warren Chan of Biological Sciences. I'm not available to take your call right now. You can visit me during my office hours of Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 to 7. Otherwise, you can try calling 925-271-25 and leave your name and number there.
Sounds like somebody else has something to hide.
Hang on, man. I'm going to call you right back. I'm going to try again.
Okay.
Are you there, man?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
I think he's going to answer.
Hello?
Hello, Dr. Chan?
Yes, yes.
Hi.
Yes,
this is Danny from Shoddy Radio. I emailed you. We talked about doing
it. Oh, yes. Yeah, we talked.
Okay. How are you? Good. How's it going? Thank you for doing this, by the way. I'm going to give you a voice check. This is Chris. Why don't you talk a little just so you know that who's talking?
Hello, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris. Chris, nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, doctor.
And Ben?
Hi, I'm Ben. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Ben.
So I guess we can just start doing this. Basically, you know why you're on, but I'm going to give a background more for our listeners. I emailed you about Chris has made a claim that that he saw a man bat at some point in his life, a giant man bat. And
right.
We actually got some emails from some of our listeners with photos of giant bats too. I sent you one of them, and you basically said that doesn't mean anything. I guess it was just a trick of angles or something like that.
From what we've seen and from the evidence we've collected, there hasn't been a species that we found that exists that would be that large.
Right.
Currently, the largest species is, I believe, 6 feet. The wingspan is about 6 feet, but that's in the Philippines.
Right. This was in.
There are a few in Australia.
Huh? Oh, sorry. This was in Northern California where he saw this. Now, I actually, can we give your background? Like you went to.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I study zoology at Cal Poly Pomona and biology at UCSD.
Okay.
That was evident.
Uh-huh. Oh, and did you? Are you? I found you by typing in bat expert, basically. So this is something that you study fairly.
Right,
Bats are something that you found more interesting than other things, I guess. Is that
right? I studied evolution and biology, and when we trace back the history of bats, it's actually quite amazing. They're actually one of the first rodents or first mammals to step out of the mass extinction of the dinosaurs.
Really?
Along with rodents, they're actually the second most populated mammals out there, followed by sort of shrews and others. Humans are about fourth or fifth primates.
Excuse me, I don't mean to cut you off. I understand that you're a bat expert, but what we're dealing with here is probably something, with all due respect, that you're not familiar with.
That's very true, mostly because I haven't seen any evidence to say that it truly exists.
Now, I'm not saying that man bats exist per se, and I'm not saying that I saw a man bat. All I'm saying is I saw something that, to the best of my ability, looked like a cross between a bat and a man.
Now, are you being serious, Chris? Because I feel like... I mean, you always do say this, but do you really think you saw a giant man bat? And because you really believe that they exist?
I don't know what I saw. I could have seen a military spy plane or a man bat. Those are the two most likely options that I can come up with my scientific.
Well, have you guys found anything to? There's basically anything to back up that there might be possibly be a giant bat anywhere, or I mean, what about Northern California especially?
Typically, especially in North America in general, most of the bat species we have here do not, they would never grow that large.
Right.
And majority are well under maybe 2 feet, I would say, as far as wingspan goes. But was this at night, or what time of day was this?
This was in the dead of night, in the winter, in the fall, I believe. And
how far would you describe it?
It was in the summertime. And I would
hang on, your story's got a lot of holes there. It was the dead of winter. It was the fall. It was midsummer.
It was the dead of night. It was harvest time. Could explain why the bat was out on the prowl. Let's not rule out that someone may have smuggled the bat in. It may have migrated in. And again, I say bat colloquially. I mean, saying bat, right, I mean right. Man bat.
Right, we'll just shorten it.
Or, possible, it could have been some kind of gene splicing situation, some kind of mutant, something that maybe somebody on high doesn't want the general public to know about, maybe something that escaped from a military facility. There's so many variables here to consider.
I'm sure when you're a scientist, though...
you don't rule out any other options. Good point, Ben.
No, I mean, I think you have to go by the facts that you do know.
Right.
And I don't think that
the science... That's very true. It's hard for me to try to gather any examples that would maybe be mistaken for, I guess, what you call a man bat. But,
well, the fact is, I saw something that was definitely either a man bat or a spy plane. That's a fact. And science doesn't lie.
How large was it?
How large was it? It was about the size of a man, but it was shaped as if it were a bat.
How many spy planes have you seen that are the size of a man?
Well, the thing about spy planes, Benjamin, is that they're designed to be sneaky. And perfect cover, I think, for a spy plane would be a giant man-bat-looking plane.
Right.
Because if I was a Russian, I wouldn't go near a fucking man-bat.
Language, please. We have a doctor.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, well, I warned Dr. Chan that it might get we sometimes work a little blue, but we'll try to be on our best behavior for you. What about you're not a spy plane expert too, are you, by any chance, Dr. Chan?
No, I'm not.
I feel like if we had Dr. Chan as a bat expert side by side with some other man who's doctor who is a man expert, we might be getting somewhere.
So like a physician?
I thought there. I was sure there was a gay joke headed my way right there.
Oh, well,
Danny's an expert of men. Could there be any other just regular birds that could have leathery qualities to their wings or something that it could have been mistaken for?
I mean, a California condor is pretty big, right? But do they fly at night? I don't think, I have no idea.
This was incredibly fast also. I would say it was going somewhere near 75 miles an hour.
What is that based on? You just made up number right there.
Listen, I was standing near a barn and an old fruit stand, and I saw the bat come into my vision over one roof and escape through another roof.
Right.
And it passed across the street. Practically lightning speed. No wings flapping, just coasting perfectly silent. Now, doctor.
Because lightning travels pretty close to 75 miles per hour.
Now, I'd like to ask the good doctor, are you aware of any bats that travel anywhere near speeds like that? It would take a bat the size of a man.
Yeah.
That is true, but.
Thank you.
How would you describe its flight pattern? Was it very smooth, or was it sort of?
Yeah, because don't bats?
It was coasting when it came into my view,
like a
so
kite.
There was no wing flapping.
Because don't bats basically flap the entire time they're flying?
Interesting.
Right. When you see a bat flying, its flight pattern isn't very very smooth. It is straight when it's gliding through, but at that speed, I can't imagine. Let's say if there was a very large bat.
Well, the thing is, doctor, again. You're tied up in your bat background. I'm talking man bat. So a little tiny wing flap.
Yep, that's true.
You know, you see where I'm coming from now. If you have giant wings the size of a man bat, well, then you're going to be coasting at speeds, I would say, easily upwards 75, 90 miles an hour.
Like lightning.
Easily. And there was no wind that day, doctor. I forgot to mention that. It was a windless night. And the moon was full.
In the spring, right?
I don't know if the full moon had anything to do with it. That's getting into supernatural territory. That's not your expertise.
Well, it's not, but the full moon would explain if this was, say, a werewolf.
Actually, that's another good point. I know you're more of a bat expert, but you do have a background in biological sciences in general. Not to go from one conspiracy theory to the next, but Ben, at one point not too long back, was telling us that he was starting to believe that there might be Sasquatches. Do you know anything about, like, do you have a...
Now, let me clarify. I don't think that there is, but just from watching other shows with actual scientists and things, I think that it could be possible that there could be. It doesn't seem completely unlikely, but like a scientist, I tend to not believe in things until we have evidence of the contrary.
Well, if the show you're watching is the show that I started watching recently where they talk about squatching, going squatching, is that the one?
No, that's I do watch every episode of that show, but that wasn't the one I was referring to. I was actually watching one that was it was kind of a documentary style show. It was just a 2-hour special.
That show
wasn't
sucks.
Like a show.
Here's the basis of that show. It's like two guys and some lesbian, and they go from small town to small town, and they go to have a town hall meeting. They ask at the town hall, "Hey, has anybody here seen a Sasquatch?" 30% of the people raise their hands at least. Then they take the dumbest one of them and follow them out to where they said they saw a Sasquatch. They bang a stick against a tree because they claim that's what attracts Sasquatches, although none of the Sasquatch experts have seen a Sasquatch ever in their entire 20-year career looking for Sasquatches. They bang a stick against a tree.
Two of them have.
No, not on the one that I saw. They all say they've never seen one.
I've seen every episode, so don't correct me.
Okay, sorry. Well, anyway.
The lesbian hasn't, and one of the guys hasn't, but the other two claim that they have. My point is it seems possible that it could happen, but I don't believe that there is, but okay. It does seem possible.
Right. That's all I'm saying about man bets.
Sorry, we're cutting the doctor off. Do you believe in Sasquatches? I'll just start with that. Are you a believer in a Sasquatch?
In most of the supernatural kind of mythical animals, I can't, just because of what I've seen and what I've studied. I just know that if there are no findings, there really is no.
We would have found something by now. I mean, we found exactly. Like dinosaur, but we found bones of so many species that it feels like we would have found one. But actually, my dad has a good theory about why. I don't know if we want to bring him in, but my dad genuinely believes in Sasquatches and has the dumbest theories about why it's true.
But he's also borderline retarded. So we don't want to give him too much credibility.
Right, that's true.
We don't want the doctor to think that your dad is like
a lawyer, a squatch expert.
You're just mad because he doesn't remember you.
That's true.
What's your dad's theory on Bigfoot?
Every time I ask, well, why haven't they found any remains? He's like, well, they hide their remains once they die because they don't want us finding them. Plus.
Once they die,
that's what he said.
The family members.
They have a secret underground Sasquatch cemetery, and plus they fly them out on UFOs.
Well, I heard that there's a secret man bat cave cemetery where they hide all the man bat bones.
So it turns out I didn't have to explain that your dad is clinically retarded. The story would have done it on its own.
Well, Chris, why don't you talk a little bit more with Dr. Chan? Do you have any other questions for him? Why don't you kind of cross-examine him? I'm going to go get my dad while you do that, so okay. I can have him give back the theory.
Well, now, listen. I think that my point has been grossly misrepresented, because I'm not saying that there are definitely man bats. I know there's definitely bats, and I know there's definitely men. And I saw something strange that looked the best way I could describe it as a man bat. And I didn't see any man bat shit or any man bat bones or any cave drawings of man bats, although there might be cave drawings. I don't know. I'm just saying it's possible. That's all. I'm not being unscientific.
Right.
I know that at one time in Asia, the silverback gorilla was thought to be a myth.
Is that true?
Well, I think it's true.
I don't really know. How long ago was this?
Here, shut that door. I'm going based on my memory of a History Channel special I saw. So I'm not probably the most reliable resource.
All right, hang on. I got Dr. Chan. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. Dad, get in close on this mic.
All right.
So can you hear everything?
Yeah.
Okay. So my dad, tell him, just basically, why don't you talk into the mic, though. Talk about we're talking about Sasquatches. Now, do you believe in Sasquatches, Dad?
Yeah, I read a book on Bigfoot,
Right.
As he, Sasquatch was called in the 70s.
You said, you told me you've been studying them since the 70s, right?
Well, yeah, and so naturally, I'd always, whenever I'd see something about Sasquatch, Bigfoot, I'd want to check it out. Oh, yeah, but, you know, I just remembered something that I think's pretty funny, though, before I get started.
All right, let's hear it.
When I was carny for a while, whenever I went to a new town, I'd always walk up to the gnarliest looking dude around and ask him what he was doing on my turf. And one time when I went up to the gnarliest looking dude that I saw in this one town and asked him what the hell he was doing on my turf, turned out, he said, he got this big old grin on his face. Dude was huge. And he like looked at me and he said, "All right, I like to fight. They call me Sasquatch." And that, you know what? That's the one time in my life I remember feeling my balls shrink. I swear to God, man, talk about getting scared shitless. I was scared balls. I mean, damn.
Hang on a sec, Dad. This reminds me of another story that you just told me last night about when you were on North Beach in the Bay Area. Do you remember that story?
I don't remember what
you said. You were telling me you were on North Beach and there were these three big black dudes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. What was I thinking?
Well, tell, let's hear it.
Well, I just happened to be walking right through where they were at, and they were like, I don't know what they were saying.
They were just all, it was a bunch, just describe the, set the scene first.
It was like, I was right around the corner from where I lived, and I was heading from one place to another, and they were like.
Who's they?
Well, these three big old black dudes were sitting there, and I walked right through the middle, all three of them, and they were like, laughing and saying something, and I couldn't understand a word they were saying. So for some damn stupid, dumb reason, as I walked through the middle of the three of them, I go, "Ooga booga wooga." And then I'm going, "What the hell am I doing?" I mean, damn.
I was making fun of it. I was like, what was the upside to that, Dad?
Absolutely none.
And then he's walking away scared. Like,
I can't believe it.
He's like, why would I do that? Anyway, I guess that doesn't have to do with Sasquatches. But you were, sorry about that, Dr. Chan, if he's even still there. So you've been studying Squatches since the 70s. And didn't you tell me that it has something to do, like, how come we never find their bones? Why don't we ever find their bones?
Well, apparently there's a UFO connection.
Right.
So I guess the Sasquatches get on the UFOs and then they can take them from place to place.
Now, Doctor,
who knows? Maybe even somewhere else into another dimension, another planet, you know, another solar system.
Doctor, don't you think that the man bats could also be on that ship?
The very same ship.
With your scientific background?
I won't use my science background to say, but I guess I assume they could be.
Let's just assume that there are Sasquatches on a UFO being taken to another dimension. Is it not possible that that a man bat is on that very same UFO? That's all we're saying.
Well, everything.
I would assume, along with the werewolves and vampires, right, and all those other ones, yes.
It's a monster bash.
It's very possible.
All right. Well, do you have any other questions, Chris?
No, I think the case is closed.
You've proven your point. Well, thanks for doing this, Dr. Chan. I hope we weren't too ridiculous.
Oh, it's fine. Thank you for having me on the show.
Sure. Do you have anything you want to plug? Any upcoming
lectures
or?
No, but if anybody wants to sort of support a society that does actually research on bats, there's actually a North American Society for Bat Research.
Okay.
They're at nasbr.org, and they're a fine organization. Tom Coons is a wonderful man, and
he's good.
And, yes.
Hey, I got one.
They have a lot of resources for students and anyone interested in sort of just bat sciences.
Okay, hang on, but we got one more quick.
Yeah, I saw. This sounds important. I saw a show on these people that settled into a home, and unfortunately, they freaked out and had to move out because I think they moved. They went somewhere else, and they were wondering what to do, you know. But
wait, why did they have to move out?
The house was full of bats. The bats would come in the chimney, and then they would nest underneath the floor. They had a place where they would nest underneath the people's floor. But the thing was, they had a gold mine because bat guana is worth a lot of money, right?
Wait, is that true? It's a good fertilizer. What is it?
Yeah, it's good fertilizer. It's real good fertilizer. You've heard that before, correct?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, man, all they had to do was use that bat guana, and they could have made enough money to move out and
that's
go
like
live
black
somewhere
gold.
Else.
Bat gold.
Bat gold. They'd have been batshit crazy not to take advantage of that.
Well, unfortunately, not all bat droppings are actually worth that much. A lot of them do contain, I mean, depending on the bats. Bats actually carry a lot of diseases, and many carry rabies. So depends on the bat. So, but majority of that guano would actually end up making you sick. It's suggested not to actually collect the droppings.
You'd clean it first, though.
But if they were around like the bats that ate fruit, fruit-eating bats, would probably that's the kind you'd want, right?
That's kind of bat shit you're looking for.
Fruit-eating bats.
Well, thank you, Dr. Chan, and. Yep. We really appreciate it, honestly.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. Bye.
I'm not sure he was a real doctor.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dad.
Do you think he was, like, mad?
I don't know. He seemed a little... He was talking a little less by the end.
Yeah. I don't think he was mad, but...
He was...
I hope he didn't think that we were making fun of him, though.
He seemed to be pretty good-natured. I don't think so, because I talked to him before, and he seemed like he would... I let him know what this was going to be like, and that it was going to be pretty playful. It wasn't going to be like...
Okay.
Yeah, that Chris didn't even... I wasn't even sure Chris really believed it was going to be intended for comedic purposes, but we also thought it would be fun if he would be willing to do it.
Dang, Chris did that perfect. He was, like, going at him.
I loved it. I wasn't taking any of his shit.
You're like way more aggressive than I thought you would be with a guest.
Oh, man.
It was great. You guys are almost as good as those assholes at Chevy's.
You guys are almost as good as those assholes at Chevy's. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Yeah, from the Shoddy Radio family. I don't even know what that means. All right, you guys are dismissed.
See you, man.
Thanks. Bye.
Have fun.
How many people was that?
Sounded like it.